You have the pages in front of you. From Das Chochma Musa, from Yeruchim, Zichron Levracha. We've been talking about Metzias, Sheina Metzias, and Metzias I've had there for the past few weeks. We're going to be, Bez Hashem, moving into a remarkable union that's going to open up and bring everything back together, Bez Hashem. I want to finish a little bit more of this maimer. We're going to skip a drop because he brings a few more rayas for the yisod that we've been learning, which are all beautiful, but I just want to be able to move ahead. It's almost Purim. In the middle of page Reish Beis, I don't know if the numbers are on top. Reish Beis would, that would be probably the fourth page. Where in the middle it says, Hamizbar Lon B'Ktsara. No, there's one page right there from where we were last Matzah Shabbos. Hamizbar Lon B'Ktsara. It's not easy, but I feel that it's very, very important to do. Because the yisayid that Rabbi Yochum builds is going to be something that we need to build upon what we're going to be doing, Bez Hashem, for the next 6 months plus. Hamizbar Lon B'Ktsara. Rabbi Yochum brings things together, summarizes. Hamizbar Lon B'Ktsara Ki Yesh Lam Shtei Metzuyos. We've been learning that there are two realities. Metzias shel Metzias. There's a Metzias of Metzias. The reality of reality that's real. The reality that's real is to say Gedvach to a Yid, to learn Torah together, to do mitzvahs. There's a Metzias of Metzias. And even in this world, when a person eats, to remember who gave you the food. When a person goes to sleep, to thank the Baruch Hashem for giving a time for menucha, and so on. The Metzias of Metzias. But there's also Metzias Shel Hedav Chisaron. There's the impostor, there's the Amalek Metzias. There's the Metzias that looks like Metzias, and in every respect, feels, smells, sounds like Metzias. Adrabba, to the vast majority of the world, it is the Metzias. But the Torah, of course, reveals to us, and we're privileged to be in on the secret, that it's not the Metzias. It's a Metzias of Heaven. It's a Metzias of unreality. It's the world of Dimyon, of Dimyonis, that we've been talking about for months now, the Kech and the Dhamma, Dimyonis. It's a Metzias of Heaven, Chisaron. There are pathways that we take. There's a way that we have that take us into the world of Metzias Ha'amitis. And we don't have to feel bad if we haven't been on this road our entire lives, or if we're just discovering it. We don't have to feel bad. We have to feel very grateful. On the Rotzim Ba'im Rotzim. The Baruch Hashem, that we're in such a place. And these drachim, these pathways, that are meilichim, meivilim, elametzias ha'amitis, heim darachim ha'tayr v'ha'mitzvahs, it's the way of Torah, it's the way of mitzvahs, it's the way of being a Jew. Ki heim harbi ha'samamonim, shetzichim lahavroi, sorry, Rabbi Yochum mentioned earlier, those medicines, those special cures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to take us through the world. Not to be confused, not to be misled. While Yadam Nasa Ha'adam L'Metzias Amitis. And if we live on this path, and on the path of Torah Mitzvahs, of course there's room for Ashkenazim and Sfardim, and there's room for Chassidim and for Litvisha, and among the Chassidim for this type, and among the Litvisha that type, and there's room for Bnei Akiva, and there's room for Mizrahi, and for Alagidim, with all the different yarmulkes and the head coverings, and even if they don't have the head covering on right now, they're all going to have the head covering on. Everything, this room, Baruch Hashem, There are roads, there are pathways of Torah mitzvahs, of Amunah, of Torah mitzvahs. And as long as a person is walking, is living on one of these roads, these beautiful shvilim, these pathways, then he's living a world which is mitzias amitis. Mitzias amitis. It's true mitzias. And the ik is not whether you say halal yom atzmut, or you don't say halal yom atzmut, or whether or not you daven in a Yom Yisrael, or you daven in Babov or something, it doesn't make a difference. Those are all like dressings and flowers, and you know, those are things that, those are very, very beautiful and sweet things that are making it more attractive, and that make it more elaborate. But a life of Torah mitzvahs, that's mitzvahs amitis. That's true mitzvahs. V'narcha olam haba, and these pathways, this way, it leads to olam haba. After this world, it goes to olam haba. V'luma zeh yeshnam drachim shemelichim es adam ela mitzvahs shalbilgi mitzvahs. And God forbid, if a person's life is led on a path that's not a way of mitzvahs, even though it looks like it. Remember, we spoke not only does it look like it, but especially when you have a taiva, when you have a desire for something in this world, you feel like it's the only mitzvah at that moment. There's nothing else that exists, just this taiva that I have, just this ratzon that I have. It feels like that's all that exists, like a big, big, big monster. And if a person, God forbid, gives into that, and he lives on that path, on those paths that are not mitzvahs, then God forbid, where do they lead to? They lead to a place of heder. They lead to a place, God forbid, of chisaron. To a place after this world that's not a place. That's not a place. It's a place of not being. Shabilti mitzias. Fem kol darchi ha'ilam v'hayetzah. The pathways that lead to that place of non-existence, Hashem Yirachem, those are the pathways of this world of without Torah mitzvahs, of this world according to the Yetzer Hara. This world according to what your own personal heart tells you, or what you happen to read that morning in the newspaper, or some advertisement, whatever that is. Val yodam ha'odam mishava l'bilti mitzvahs. It's not just after life, that after this life a person is, God forbid, in that place, which is the place of anti-existence. But even in this world, the person's living a life that's built in mitzvahs, even though he might have a big house and a lot of things and so on, and he could be a very, very respected person, but his life is not, it's built in mitzvahs. V'zeu asoid, the Navi says a frightening pasuk. V'yelchu achrei ahevel v'yehebolu. Everybody knows what Hevel is. Hevel means nothingness. Hevel means nothingness. It could mean Avodah Zarah in the context of different psukim. It means idolatry. But we all know from Kehelas, Havel, Havolim, Amal Kehelas, Hakol, Hevel. Anything outside of that tachlis of the Borei Olam, of the Creator, and what He wants us to do, is Hevel. It's Hevel. It's nothing. Hevel means like a vapor. It's nothing. When you look at smoke, it's something. You think that it's something, but it's nothing. It's Hevel. So it says in Pasuk, Vayelchu achre Hevel vayehebolu. And that they went and they followed after Hevel, after Narishkeit, after Hevel. Look, that happens a lot. But what's the result? What are the consequences of Vayelchu Achrei Ahevel? That last word is very, very, very strong. Vayehebolu. Vayehebolu means that they themselves became Hevel. It's a scary thing. I mean, if you watch enough soap operas, you become a soap opera. That's what it's saying. Vayelchu Achrei Ahevel, Vayehebolu. You following Hevel, Vayehebalu, you yourself became heaven. Your whole life became heaven. And you could say the whole time, no, this is the Metzius. How do you know it's the Metzius? I feel this way, I think this way, they told me this way, we voted that it's the Metzius. Doesn't make a difference. Vayelchu achra hevel, vayehebalu. There's such a thing that a person's whole life is hevel. Even though it has a little bit of Torah mitzvahs here and there sprinkled. But the person's life is a life of hevel. A life that's not Metzius, it's nothing. Ukemoyim yiyu alseyem. We're very familiar with that. Pasuk, we say it in Halal. Kemoyim yiyu alseyem kol asher b'teach behem. Kemoyim yiyu alseyem means that there's such a thing that a person makes an idol. Everybody here knows that an idol is silly. An idol is nairishkeit. Everybody knows that. But there's such a thing of kemoyim yiyu alseyem that if you believe in idolatry and if you build in your life an idol, there's such a thing of kemoyim yiyu alseyem that you become like the thing that you made. You become like the thing that you made. It's a pahad. You become that. Kemoyim, that's what it means. Kemoyim yiyu alseyem. L'mashal. I'm using just a l'mashal. What's the name? There's a famous pitcher now that got into a lot of trouble. What's his first? What's it? Roger Clemens. Okay. I know the girls heard of the son. If you didn't, you don't need to know. Okay, but we heard of this thing. Okay, so there's this pitcher is from most choshev pitchers in baseball that ever played the game. It's a very choshev pitcher. He's a famous mushkas manuvel for many years already. He's an angry, nasty person, and all people in New York hate him when he's on a different team. Then he comes to New York, he becomes all of a sudden like a hero over here. But he's a big mushkas. So you understand, and we speak about this all the time, that even though anybody who appreciates baseball certainly admires the man's talents. It's Marduk. Yes, he has gewaltige talents. He's able to take a hard ball and he's able to throw it faster and more accurately to a person than any other person in America, maybe in the world. That's a very chashuv thing. And a lot of people are waving the bat at that and they're not doing anything. More than any other person. He's been matzliach in that Indian of being able to throw a hard thing to somebody else and to make people wave a piece of wood and nothing happens. Or very little happens. As other people do that, they thought that other than people hit things and a lot of things happen. This guy does it in such a way that people are trying to do it and they can't hit it. That's what's... So even though in America this is something which is very admired, and I also, even though I never saw him. Or maybe I saw him once, I don't remember. I don't think I can remember seeing him pitch, but it's a very chosuv thing because it is a talent. It is a talent. And having grown up in America, baseball was very, very much a part of my upbringing, and I could admire that. But if somebody would come over to me and say to me, Rav Moshe, I want to vince you, I want to give you a bracha, that your einiklach should be like Roger Clemens. I said, listen, hold on a second. But you would tell me that maybe he could throw a ball like Roger Clemens, maybe. And even that, but let's say he could throw a ball like Roger Clemens. That means he could also make a ball go across the distance and people wave the thing and nothing happens. And if you tell me a bracha like that, so, okay, maybe I can hear such a thing, but if you're going to give me a bracha that my einiklach, that my grandchildren should be Roger Clemens, I turn white and I say, no, I don't need your brachas. And those are the brachas of Bilam Rosh, you understand? That's not a bracha. That's a klola. That's a curse. It's parshat like that. There isn't anybody here, or if you like, if somebody admires a movie star, an actress, say she has gewaltige talent, or whatever, she looks a certain way, but if somebody would give you a bracha that your children or your eniklich should be her, you would, no. I don't want such a bracha. It's not a bracha. So the pasuk says, Vayelchu achreya hevel vayehebolu. There's such a thing that over time, if you follow something that's hevel, if you're attached to it, you become hevel. And as you become that thing, me'ain, that nothingness, you yourself become a person that's living in an ein metzius life. K'moyim yu eseyam. If you build the idol, you make the idol, then k'moyim yu eseyam. The person who builds it and who worships it becomes the idol. So I'm saying, if you worship, not that anybody does, but if you worship that person, you become me'ain that person. Except you don't make millions of dollars a year and spend the second half of your life in jail. But k'moyim yu eseyam, k'moyim yu eseyam is you become that idol that you made. You become that. You don't think that you are, because you still, you still light candles on Friday night, and you still daven a little bit, and you still do some mitzvahs. K'moyim yu eseyam. There's such a bechina like that. None of us would want such a thing. That after 120, your neshama leaves, and they say, Baruch haba, Baruch haba, Roger Clemens, the miskiri Moshe Kapaya. Then they call you by your Jewish name, and you say, what's with the Roger Clemens? I'm just Moshe Kapaya, I'm not Roger. No. K'moyim yu eseyam. You, your whole life, that's what you admired, that's what you were meshubit to, you mekushit to. Baruch haba. Roger Clemens, the miskri, Moshe Kapaya. Who's known as, he's called up to the Torah, he's not called up to the Torah as Roger Clemens. He's called up to the Torah as Moshe Kapaya ben Baruch Smar. But that's who you are. Who are you? K'mayim yu eseyam. Says in Pasuk. So Rabbi Yochum says, V'hu mavhil ma'oid. Frightening. Who mafil ma'od? Ad shemegila de matziv shenisha toli ba'ovir. That you look at yourself as being a real metzias. You might have hundreds of people working under you. And the Torah comes along and says, k'moyim yu eseyam, that just like that idol is hevel, doesn't have any existence, so too, you worship it, you don't have any existence. And your whole life is nisha toli bov, it's like hanging in the air. Mebchina sheker ein la reglaim. This is Musa. And we have to learn it, this pilus, that sheker ein la reglaim. The Chazal say that falsehood doesn't have any feet. It's not on the earth, it's not real. Ein la reglaim means it doesn't have a metzius, it doesn't walk, it doesn't live in this world. And therefore, v'chol ruach kal deichei misoifar ilam atzoif. And how do you know that? Remember, we learned last week, and we were talking about it before, a few weeks ago, with the fish, with Rabbi Barbar Chana, with the amazing Gemara that they thought it was a hill or something, and then they start to cook, and it turns out that it's the back of the fish, and it starts to move, and they get thrown off. So how do you know? How do you know whether you're living in Metzias or you're living in Ein Metzias? The answer is, Kol ruach kal deichayu. If any breeze that comes along, if any wind that comes along throws you over, blows you away, if anything like that, then what? Then he says, Kol ruach kal deichayu misoifay lumat soifay. Anything that comes that you didn't expect in life, God forbid it could be a tragedy, Hashem Yirachem. That's not a ruach kal, that's not a small breeze. God forbid it could come a hurricane. And something, God forbid, happens, a tragedy. Or it could be a ruach kal. Or it could be even a little breeze. The result of that change in life, the result, I was talking to somebody in Erev Shabbos, it was a very, very fine girl, and she told me that she was going out, and she thought she was going to marry a certain person. And we've heard this story many times. And all of a sudden the person got cold feet, and he said, forget it, I can't go through with it, and he's not talking to her, it's finished. So she used a lashon. It was Erev Shabbos. She said a lashon. I don't feel like going on with my life. She said, I don't feel like going on with your life. And it's terrible that you are hurt, and it's degrading. And she said, this has happened to me many times already. It's terrible. And the wind has come in your life. But don't get blown away and land on your back. None of us should know from any difficulty. Everything should go nice. And it's terrible. And it's achmanis and all of those things. And I'm angry at the guy. And I already left him a message. But still, a ruach comes into a person's life. A ruach comes into a person's life. If your mitzias is a mitzias and the bayre and the creator of the universe of heaven and earth. And if your mitzias is a mitzias of yiddishkeit, of emuna, of what? Of emuna and bitochen. If it's a mitzias, a real mitzias, then even though you take a punch and you get a bad ruach, you get a strong wind that comes into your life, and for a second, it shakes you and you get a little bit off balance, but right away, a yid comes back. A yid doesn't fall off that tightrope. Doesn't fall off the tightrope. He picks himself up, he stands up, and he says, Afal Piche. Afal Piche. Then you're living in the world of Mitzvahs, and then you know that you're Mitzvahs. It's the best test. Unfortunately, that's the test. It can also come in a ruach can come in a nice way. It could come like with a lot of money all of a sudden. It can come in that way too. It doesn't usually, you know. It could. In other words, a nisayin with Aisha, a nisayin, a test of becoming suddenly wealthy, which is not as common as becoming less wealthy. But Afal Pichem, that's also a nisayin. Whether or not you're the same person, you're living in the same mitzias, does the money take you away from the mitzias of who you are? Do you become a different person? So he says, "Chol ruach kal decheyu." We have to remember this. Rabbi said to live with this. Chol ruach kal. If you want to test to see where you are, if you're amongst the living, or God forbid, you're a zombie. If you're amongst the living, or you just look like you're alive, you could tell when that breeze comes along. Because chol ruach kal decheyu misayfa lemat sayfa rachmal aslan. If you're not living in the real mitzias, then when a wind comes along, then it could blow you from one end of the world to the other. One end of the world to the other. One of the punishments that Chazal have revealed to us, we don't talk about these in Yonim, but Chazal spoke about something that could happen to a person after 120, where he doesn't go right away to the place that's Einim Etzias, to the place that they call Gehenna. The bad place. But before then, there could be, God forbid, a long time that a person spends in the Kaf HaKela. Kaf HaKela means a slingshot. And a slingshot means that you just dragging around. You're dragging around. You don't have a place. You're dragging around. Drifting around. Like the Maisley I told you many times in Shul, without going into the story, but the end of the story was where the Chedushim gave a bracha to a certain wagon driver, because the wagon driver didn't have a good life, but he did a nice thing, and he died because he was trying to do a mitzvah. So at the end, the Chedushim said that he was able to help this Yid in the next world, that he was able to keep him from Gehenna. You remember the Maisley? He was able to keep him from Gehenna, but he wasn't able to get him into Gan Eden. he couldn't get him into Gan Eden. So where is this Jew in the next world? Where is he? So you remember, all this he'd wanted in his life was to be able to have, he was a wagon driver, all he wanted was to have a healthy horse. He was so poor, he wanted to have a healthy horse and a wagon where the wheels don't break every day. And it should be a paved road, which is very rare in those places, to have a paved road. So the Chedushim says that I couldn't save this guy. I saved him from Gehenna. I couldn't bring him so far, because his whole life is a mess. I couldn't bring him into Gan Eden. But what I was able to be part of is that he's very happy. He's traveling for eternity on a road with a healthy horse and good wheels on a paved road, and it looks like the Ukraine, and he's happy. He's just going like that. But forever. And he's happy. What could be better? That's called Kaf HaKela. Hashem should spare us from that. Hashem should keep us from that. Which is a place after this world of Dimyonis. He still thinks he's in the world. And he doesn't know about over there, you don't know about the time passing. So he's always looking at his watch and he's on the way to pick up his next person, his next client. He's looking at his watch. Oh, I got 10 minutes, I'm gonna be in Jetama, in Bedichev, in 10 minutes, I'm gonna be in Lublin and Varshav. 10 minutes, I'm on time, I'm early. I'll be able to stop off to get a coffee. Right? He's early. And he thinks he's in the real Metzias. He's gonna see his wife, he's gonna see his kids. He's going on like that on the horse. He's still going. Chedushim, this is a long time ago. He's going. I hope he's not. Maybe they made a tikkun for him. But he's going like that. On the horses. Yeah. And Dinyan. His whole life was in a place of Ein Metzias, of not being in existence. And there's such, God forbid, there's such a punishment that a person can be in Ein Metzias after 120. Hashem should spare us from that. Which Rabbi Nachman, as you know, told of Nelson and different Lashonis, that don't accept any offers of anything, even if it means to go to Gehen, you finish up in Gemayim, finish up whatever it is, and don't take anything that's like not this or that. Either it's either good or it's bad, but nothing in between, because it's a dimyon. Even in the next world, there could be dimyonis. There's a whole world. Chedushim said there's a whole world that's called the Olam HaDimyonis. In other words, there's a dimension in reality of non-reality. The difference between the wagon driver and other people is that the wagon driver is dead and other people are alive. So then the guy that's alive is driving on some road and he's happy. So the modern thing of that would be it's not a horse and it's not a good wheel, but he got himself like a new fancy car and it has a built-in GPS that comes up from the dashboard and goes down into the division, and he's going on a nice road, and he's got whatever, he's got a nice thing, he's got plenty of time, and the sun is shining, he's on that road outside of Los Angeles, all over this waterfall, I forgot what they call it, a beautiful road, and again, it could be he's not even alive. He's not even alive. He's not Dimyonis. I don't have Dimyonis. It's Kafakela. A person can be in such a thing called Kafakela, Hashem Yirachem. It's a slingshot. And in that world of Dimyonis, there are black kosher restaurants and bakeries, there's Shabbos, there's Yontif. It says in the Svar. The Dimyonis. The Kaf HaKel. So the Tzaddik says, Sichim Leida. Now, this we have to keep in mind and take it to heart. He called my Seira. Any time that you and I, God forbid, do something that we shouldn't do, kalash of a kalash, even if it's not, God forbid, a serious infraction, but something that's against the Ratzon Hashem, b'koycha lekar or l'sharish es ha'adam im ha'sharish mamash. It has the koyach. Any ma'aseh ra. Anything that you or I engage in that's from the place of Ein Metzias has the ability, Chas V'Sholom, to rip us out of reality, to tear us away from Metzias. V'machaza adai nishe mechuba v'davuk, and in afal pichen, if nevertheless, despite that, the person remains somehow Makusher and Dovuk to the truth. In other words, people like us, that we try to do good things sometimes. Some of us, we do things we shouldn't do. But Baruch Hashem, we're still connected to the truth. We want the truth. We want to live our lives true. We want to do tshuva. We want to be better Jews. So Rabbi Yochum says, Ein ze ela min eflos haboyre. If we're still in the real world, despite our little forays into unreality, our little side trips into unreality, if we're still attached to reality, and we haven't been totally, totally uprooted, and we haven't thrown away Torah mitzvahs, it's only because of the kindness of the Master of the world, who's always, Hashem always, always gives us many chances, and He wants us never to be driven away from Him. He wants us to come back to Him. So even though all of us have played around and toyed with non-mitzvahs, and we've put our toes into the cesspool of non-mitzvahs, we've still somehow been able to pull out, and we're trying to, you know, stay on course and to be on the road, on the path of Torah mitzvahs, and it hasn't uprooted us. Our little foot being in the cesspool hasn't drowned us in the filth, and we still have our rutzen to be good. That's only because of the kindness of the Master of the world. It's a wonder. If one of the children would go to some university, someplace with the study in the school, you know, in the Far East for 10 years, and he comes back, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Maybe the Far East, because it's spiritual, so maybe he'll come back with Shomer mitzvahs. But if you send him to the Far West, what I was talking about before, like the, you know, I don't mean anything against the Jewish community in Los Angeles, the beautiful Jews there. I'm saying, if a person goes to a place that's, if a kid goes to some place that's far, far away from Yiddishkeit, you wouldn't expect him to be able to come back. It would be a little bit of a nice, he would come back. To be an Elchiyid, be a nice. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that the Baruch Shalom, despite all that we've done, Rav Yochum says that Hashem's Baruch keeps us still on that road. That's only because of His love for us. He does all kinds of things always, always to keep us on the course. Yitzhar shel Adam is garbalo b'chol yoyim, Chazal say. The Yitzhar of a person, the Amalek inside of a person, is every day, pulling him into the cesspool, causing him to forget the mitzvahs and to go into the place that's not mitzvahs. Soifer rosh la tzadik mevakesh lahamisai. The Rosh is the evil one, is constantly waiting in ambush to get us. Lahamiso, to kill us, doesn't mean, Lahamiso, Yucham is teaching, to kill somebody doesn't mean that he has to physically die. But the Gemara says that if you cause a Jew to sin, it's worse than killing him. If you cause a Jew to sin, it's worse than killing him. Because when you're causing him to sin, as a lebediki, he's alive, but his life has become a life of a zombie. It's become a life that's not really alive. You've brought him into the kafakela. So hamachtiyah, the Gemara says that if you cause another Jew to sin, it's worse than killing him. So when it says in Pasuk, Sofer Rosh LaTzadik Umevakesh LaHamisa, that the evil one is waiting to kill the tzadik, it doesn't mean to murder the tzadik. We don't have to talk about a murderer. Mevakesh lahamisai means to take the tzaddik away, to pull the tzaddik away from his mitzias, from his being rooted and strong. Hayema'akir u'mesharish ad ha'shayrish. That wind of the Russia, that wind, we're living in a very, very windy, stormy world, has the ability to be mesharish ad hashayrish. Really, it could pull the person out, mamish, by the roots, especially if you're not deeply rooted. Especially if your roots are not deep, deep, deep in Yiddishkeit. It could pull you out in a second. Lahya nisha saridu palit, and nothing would remain of us. Nothing would remain at all. Rak leman da sidkas Hashem liyazvena biyadai. But there's a chesed from the Rabbi Shalom. We don't know why, but some people it's more than others. You see some that they take do go off now, but there are others that have done things, but they somehow stay connected. We don't know. This has to do with where the neshama comes from and who the mishpach, you know, where the mishpach. There are a lot of things, chusavis, all kinds of things that are going on. And the person himself could have a big schus. He did something once. Because he did something gewaldig once, the Baal Shalom keeps. There are many, many things that we don't know. Only after 120, the Baal Shalom will show each and every one of us our own little Megillus Esther of our Vahib Mechashreish that we went through in this world. Kishiroyim Onu Achre Kol Shadayin Shem Yisrael Bama. I had such a strong hisrachus of this last night, and I was thinking about it. Well, Hashem, the children, the grandchildren are over, and I was thinking about this the whole time. I was looking around, I was just thinking this machshava. Kshavroyim anu achrei kol. Then we see after everything that's befallen us, after all that's happened, adayin shadayin shem Yisrael banu, that we're still Jews. We're still Jews. After all that's befallen us. And I don't mean just the Jewish people that's befallen us. And I wasn't going into the Holocaust thing. That's of course a lot about that. But last night I wasn't thinking about that. About, with my parents and the Holocaust. I was thinking, Achre HaKol, what my neshama itself has been through in this world, I don't know, before my life, and other what has been all these years, and that I have this chus, that we should all have this chus till 120 in good health, to look at the children and the grandchildren, to say, we're Yidden. We're Yidden. We're Jews. After all of this, we're Jews. After all, I'm still a Yid. Thousands of years, Chves was where, what, what we all go through, and I'm still a Yisrael. There's no bigger schus than that. To think about that, what that means. That we're Yidden, we're Jews. Hashem liyazvena biyada, that the Baruch Shem didn't let go of us. That we're still Jews. After all these years, we're still Jews. Every one of us can do tshuva. Every one of us is going to be miroye pnei hamelech mamish. Every single one of us is going to see the face of the King. Every one of us is miroye pnei hamelech mamish. Every one of us. Is there any greater kindness than that? Kshereim achmei achreik kol shadayin shem Yisrael vanu. There were still called Jews. There's so many that are not Jews anymore. There's so many people, even if you talk to them, they're descendants of, they're not Jews anymore. And we're still Jews. And to have children that are Jewish. To have children that are Jewish. Don't make yourself crazy if your child is Jewish. You wanted that he should be like this and he came out like that. And you're annoyed because you wanted he should be a doctor and he came out an accountant. You wanted that she should be this and she came out like that. We're still Jews. There's no greater wonder than that. Ein ze element of laws, ayoyse gedolus. That's only a great wonder from Hashem. It's one of the great wonders. That's all it is. Lefize, kishiraya adam ba'atzmai. Now listen carefully. We'll have to finish this and we'll continue with the next Maimon next week, Bez Hashem. Lefize, kishiraya adam ba'atzmai. When a person sees in his life, shebematzev shel koishi, that when he goes through a difficult matzev, when he's in a difficult situation, miyad humash mimkoimai, he is immediately thrown away from his place. Thrown away from his place. He can't go back to the yeshiva because the yeshiva bochur. He can't go back to yeshiva. He can't go back. He can't go back to that shul because somebody in the shul slighted him, or somebody didn't remember that it was his something or other, his birthday or his father's yahrzeit or something, and it throws him off. Kol kaishi. Person has a problem with panasa lo aleinu. Whatever it is, there's no shortage of difficulties. But a person has a problem, chalila, with panasa. A father, somebody called me the other day to say that he has an older son, and the son was working, and the son lost his job, and he's having big problems with his amuna. Can he talk to me? So he has big problems with amuna. He lost his job. So first of all, he's not married. He doesn't have any children. And his parents, thank God, healthy and well, and the father has a nice panasa. And the boy lost his job, and he has sveikis now in the Munu, and he wants to know, why did God do this to him? So he said, I'll talk to you something. You could tell him, I don't know why God did it to him. If you want to give him a heads up, tell him, I don't know why God took away his parnas. I mean, a koshi in life, a difficulty in life. Miyad hu mash mim kaimai. The person is right away, mash mim kaimai. He's right away, like it says the opposite. It says, by Yeshua, it says, Le'mosh, he never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. Le'yomosh mepicha, it shouldn't leave you. But this person, when he has a difficulty in life, you're not going to see him in yeshiva for the next 2 weeks. Why? Because somebody, you know, he passed by somebody and somebody went, boo! He's in bed for 2 weeks. He can't go to yeshiva. What happened to you? You don't know what happened to me. Somebody said, boo. Such things. A little bit more, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not so much more. A little bit. Something happened. And then there are, God forbid, big things that happened. He's finished. He's on his back. Shavamatsav shokaisham yadhu mashmim kaimai. He's finished. He leaves his place. Doesn't keep up with his davening, doesn't keep up with his learning, doesn't keep up with his tikkun hamidus, doesn't keep up with his shmir seinayim. And by the way, it has the same thing to do when a person does an aveir. God forbid, after a person does an aveir, if doing that aveir and feeling guilty about it throws you away from who you were, and you can't bring yourself back the next minute and be a Jew, and daven, even if you did, God forbid, something at night, if you can't get up the next morning and daven a shachris with all of your heart and say, Roshan, I beg you to forgive me, chanan amar b'lusloich, forgive me, and go right back into your Torah mitzvahs, it means your mitzvahs is not a mitzvahs. It means you're living in a kafakel. You're living in the slingshot of questionable existence, of demyainus, of kimayim yu oiseim. That's what Yuchim says. Olav livchayt harbe. And the person should be very afraid and worried. Shema chalila nosu kula garmrei mimokim chibura. It could be that you've become detached from the place to where you were attached. That the string that was holding you to the truth, to the real road, was very thin. And this little thing caused it to, whatever it is, God forbid, a big thing or a small thing, caused it to snap. Caused it to snap. And how do you know that caused it, that the string broke? Because you're not able to daven, you're not able to learn, you're not able to be the same person, you feel it's a brochen, you gotta go this, nothing's bad, and you don't know what this would be, how could the Baruch Hashem have done this to me, and all of these things. Could be, you're ready. You're drifting off into the kafakela. Like, God forbid, when they go out in space, and Chas V'Shalom becomes detached, then they go out and finish. God forbid, a person can be like that. Could be that he's nosuk alagami mukayim chibura, that he's mamish detached from mitzvahs. That rope that holds us to the spacecraft, that rope that holds us to the Borei Olam. May hamitzvahs ha'amitis, Rabbi Yochum says. Broken, the rope could have broken from the place of mitzvahs, of real mitzvahs. V'shema chalila nimtzuhu b'tzad hasheni. It could be that you're living on the other side. You're living on the other side. You feel like, and it seems to you that everything is the same, but you could be living on the other side. You could be the guy, and you could be, God forbid, in this world, just going happily down that road. With your new horse, or whatever it is, whatever that new horse is for you, and you think this is the mitzvahs. This is the mitzvahs. And you don't feel bad anymore. You start feeling less. You don't feel bad anymore if you do something that's wrong. You stop feeling it because you're not attached anymore. Really, you're not attached anymore. When you hear, God forbid, something happened to a Jew, it doesn't break your heart like it used to because you're not attached anymore. God forbid, you're detached from real mitzvahs. The real mitzvahs is that every single Jew is attached to every other Jew in the mitzvahs. And if you hear something that's bad about a Jew, it hurts you, it breaks your heart. If you don't feel that anymore, you have to ask, where am I? Ba mitzvahs shall build the mitzvahs. You could chas v'shalom be in the mitzvahs that built the mitzvahs, so that's not mitzvahs. Ba mitzvahs shall sheker ein l'reglaim. Could be chas v'sholom that you're in the metzias of sheker ein lo raglayim, of the falsehood that has no feet. Has no feet. It looks like it's real, but it doesn't have any feet. Kol avadosa shel adam, all of the avoid of a person in this world, is rak liikones bahamitzias ahamitis. All of our avoid, all of our davening, all of our learning, all of our mitzvahs, all that we ask Hashem, is that we should be in the real mitzvahs, that we should be attached to the real mitzvahs. That it shouldn't be, God forbid, that our yigi is lahevel v'larik. That all that we're doing in life, and all that we're schlepping, and all that we're running and going and coming, that it's not chas v'sholom hevel. It's not narishkeit. It's not hevel v'rik. But that each and every one of us is living and attached be'emes be'emes to the Messias Amitis. Next week, Bezus Hashem, we're going to finish a little bit from the next Maimer, which is the continuation of this Maimer. And then we're going to have a special treat, Bez Hashem. We're going to be learning something, Mamish, from the Metzias, Shiva Metzias, to help us stay always in good health, all of us with our families, to stay on the right path, Bez Hashem. Good work.